money.
I've had a lot of requests from listeners in regards to credit. I'm going to take us back to a show that I've brought into Money Chat again, but it's a conversation that you can hear many times. And for those of you that have heard it, you'll definitely hear something new. And those of you that have not, you want to listen and re-listen again, because we're going to talk about credit and credit scoring, which is a really big, important part of almost everything that you do in your life. Your credit score or FICO score determines the terms and interest rates that you pay on credit cards, car loans, mortgage loans, and even the cost of car insurance. Now, with a lot of employers as well, they're looking at your credit score to make a decision on whether or not you're going to get that job. And so it really affects every aspect of life and affects your family's life as well. So being cautious of what you can do to increase your credit score is going to be important. And that's what the show really is all about. It's called the Money Hour because it's about your money, your finances, your well-being, and taking care of your family the best way that you can financially. Now, credit scores go anywhere from 300 to a high 850, depending on the bureau, is going to be that high bracket. Your FICO score is the middle score from the three bureaus. So the bureaus are Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. If you are purchasing or getting some type of loan with a significant other or a spouse, they will use the lower FICO score of the two. So if one of you has an 800 FICO score and the other one has a 500 FICO score, the qualification is going to be based on the 500 FICO score. 760 or higher is considered an excellent score, and 660 or lower is considered a little bit more in the poor and challenge credit score range, where you might need some improvement to increase that. Now, I want to also start out with consumer credit reports. There's a lot of fun, crazy commercials, the My Karma commercials and things that they have out there on your credit score. I love watching those commercials. But the reality is, as a consumer, the credit score that you receive is going to be different than the credit report that's going to be pulled from any lender. Now, the credit reports pulled by consumers are different scoring algorithms than those pulled by what the banks or lenders and credit card companies are using. Sometimes there are unique algorithms depending on a separate model company. Sometimes the industry specific has their own specific variations. And other times, a custom algorithm may be utilized as well. I know it's confusing. Mortgage lenders have their own brand of FICO score. Even your FICO from My FICO Score, other consumer credit score resources, again, have different algorithms. So your mortgage credit score will be different all the time. Now, sometimes I've seen them just a couple points different from the bureau, all the way up to 30 and sometimes even more points difference. So here's what the issue is there's 53 different models of credit scoring. Now, the reason behind that, I think I know an internal reason, but the reason behind it is there's different risk according to what type of credit you're going to get. So if you're going to get a mortgage, the risk is going to be different than if you're getting credit cards or car loans. So how those algorithms all come together, I don't know, but they're different. And that's the main point that I wanted to bring up here. So if you want to know what your FICO score is going to be, which is going to base the qualifications of your mortgage loan, if you're getting a mortgage, then you have to have the mortgage company pull it to determine what that FICO score is. Now, the credit components, past delinquents represent 35% of your credit scoring. Debt to credit utilization ratio is 30%. So the ratio of what you have available to you versus what is your maximum limit. That's what that means. Age of credit, 15%. So what this is literally how long that particular credit card, car loan, whatever the loan is, has been open for. Mixed of credit represents 10%. So mix would be whether it's an installment loan or a revolving loan. So your installment or one-time debt, which would be like a mortgage, student loans, car payments, those are installments. Your revolving debts are going to be your credit cards. So your ratio of what you have one versus the other affects your credit score. Inquiries represent 10% of your credit score. So inquiries are where you're having your credit pulled for whatever reason. Now, soft credit pull does not affect your credit scores. Hard credit pulls do. So hard credit pulls are always going to be used if you want to get a loan. Where your soft credit pulls are going to be used might be for a credit card company that's trying to determine maybe if they want to increase your limit. They're doing soft credit pulls. If you as a consumer are pulling your credit, those are soft credit pulls. But again, if you're applying for any type of loan, trying to get insurance for your home, they're going to pull hard credit pulls. So I want to break down just a couple tips here for you that might help in being able to increase your credit scores. So paying off tax liens. So if you didn't know, they can actually be removed now. So released or satisfied federal tax returns can be completely deleted off your credit report and all of other public records after 30 days. This only works with liens. So we're not collection counts and things like that don't work, but your tax liens can be removed after 30 days, completely deleted. Some unpaid tax liens can be deleted, not all of them, but federal tax liens can also be deleted if the balances are less than $25,000 with the time payment to the IRS. So it's going to be an individual scenario, but that option's available. Authorized users to increase your credit score. So the longevity of your credit history that I talked about is the percentage of your credit score. Using all authorized users is a really great way to very, very quickly increase your credit score. So an authorized user might be mom, dad that have a long credit history. The longer that credit card, the better it's going to be. So if they have an old Nordstrom's credit card that they've had 20 years, awesome. Doesn't matter if you're 20 years old, get the card on there. And that's going to have a nice impact to your credit score in a relatively quick fashion. Now, as an authorized user, it has to be something that is an open account. But if it's closed, it doesn't help. And if it's not being utilized at all, that's not really going to help either. Now, if you can't get used to put on it as an author, and let your parents know as well, or whoever's going to allow you to be on an authorized user, you don't have to have access to the account, you know, so it's not like you having access and using it, just utilizing it to increase your credit score. If you don't have that option, here's what you want to do is you want to go to OpenSky, like the beautiful Seattle sky that we have here, OpenSkyCC.com. And then you can go ahead and get a credit card opened that's going to help with those the lack of credit. But that's going to take anywhere from, I don't know, it can take 3 or longer months to really start seeing any type of impact. What they're looking for, lenders typically want to see 3 to 5 trade lines. And they like to see that you have a 12-month history on them. Keep balances low. Your ratio that you have available to you, what you currently owe versus the available limit, is a big, big thing. So this is a really easy way to increase your credit score. An example would be you utilize your credit cards to pay off your debt, and then you pay that balance off every single month. Might be an awesome idea. You've got you're not paying any interest if you pay it off every month. You're collecting some nice miles and, you know, different things that you can do with the credit card, which is great. The problem is when you're going to apply for a loan, the credit card company is not reporting the day every day. They're reporting maybe they're going to be 30 days, sometimes longer behind. And so you don't really know when that actual date is going to show, and you're always running something on the credit card. So when you're in the process of getting a loan, you just want to make sure that you never, ever run it over 30% of the available credit limit to you. Now, this is all your revolving cards come together, so it's not individually, but all together. If you can take them all together, how much do you currently have available to you? Do you ever owe more than 30% of that at any point in time? If you do, just temporarily stop doing that until you get your mortgage. Or you can increase the limit. So that's another way. If you have cards that you actually have balances you can't pay off, just see if you can increase those limits to get that over that mark. Now, if you can't get it to a 30% ratio, a 50% is really your first target. Anything over 50% can have a pretty dramatic effect to your credit score. So again, it's an easy fix. As a lender, we can go through a rapid rescore process. You just pay it off. We do a rapid rescore, immediately fix that credit score and get you an awesome interest rate versus maybe having a quarter or a half a percent higher interest rate because you don't have the credit score needed. Consolidate student loans. This is a really big one. You got a lot of student loans out there. The best thing is to get those consolidated. In most situations, again, if you're listening to this money chat, you don't want to do anything out without talking with an expert first, because only an expert can tell you after analyzing your credit report what you should be doing. But this is usually a thing that I'm going to coach and counsel my clients to do, is to consolidate their credit, their student loans. If you have any issues and you can't get the credit score needed, I may refer you and introduce you to an awesome credit repair company, because you want to be able to put the proof back on the proof of the burden of the proof back on the creditor. So just like anything else in life, you do have rights. There's rights for you in how the credit card companies are reporting your activity on your credit cards. Now, I will tell you that statistically it will show that there is a 30% inaccuracy or violations to your right as a consumer on how things are getting reported. So guess what? If you have somebody that knows those regulations and the law, which you can't, there's not enough time in the day. I can't, and I'm in the industry, but I don't do credit repair. I'm going to send you to an expert that's all they do. They know exactly what those regulations are, and they send a couple letters. It doesn't get fixed. Immediately, they have to delete it off your credit report. It's magic, and it is in your rights as a consumer to make sure these delinquent activities are getting reported correctly. Make sure if you have any collections account, this is going to sound a little bit strange, but I'm telling you as a mortgage professional, so trust me on this. If you have collection accounts, do not pay them off before going into a mortgage, because you'll have to pay off most likely during the closing process for the approval, or for the final pre-approval. But you can get pre-approved based on if you've got the credit score, even though you have those collections. But here's what can happen. You go and pay those collections off. Now, remember I told you that there was a percentage of your credit score that's based on the history and the longevity of accounts? So if you have a credit card account that it was open and it was open for quite a few years, and now you pay this collection off, guess what happens? That history goes away, eliminated, gone, which means it can have an immediate impact on your credit score in a negative way. So those are going to be paid off at the very end of the closing process. So only a soft pull is going to be pulled, which is not going to affect your credit score, and you can get in to your mortgage. What you don't want to do is pay them off early. Find out you did have the minimum credit score requirement. Now you don't. You lose your home. Maybe you lose your earnest money because you waived your finance contingency. It can be a complete nightmare all around. So I want to wrap up Money Chat, and I just want to leave with you again a call to action. If you have any questions or concerns regarding your credit, don't do anything without expert advice. That's what I'm here for. If I don't know the answer, only industry experts are invited into studio. They're the best of the best in the industry when it comes to everything regarding your money, and can counsel you and let you know exactly what you need to do. Coming up next in the Money Hour, Keith Medley, and we've got Brian in here as well from Final Phase Inspections. What does a home inspection cover? Why do you need one? And who is the one that you need to talk to about this? Well, I got him in studio right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.